Hello, this is Pastor Andy Roberts from Lake Highlands United Methodist Church, and we are so glad that you are listening to our sermon podcast today. You can find out more about Lake Highlands United Methodist Church by visiting our website, lhumc.com. If the message today blesses you, we ask you to consider supporting our church through a financial gift. We hope that today's message will help you become a more devoted follower of Jesus Christ who loves God and loves people.
Today's scripture reading comes to us from the Gospel of John. Would you rise as you're able for the reading of the scripture? John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Jesus felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. The last few weeks, we have been following Easter Sunday with a sermon series called Loving God. And first week, we heard about compassion and then patience, kindness, and gentleness. And today, we're going to think a little more about long-suffering. And long-suffering is similar to patience, except it is a deeper kind of entrenched or deeper connection. Merriam-Webster defines this as being patient and endurance with hardship. And so you can see that it's something that maybe requires more of tenacity, a commitment, or kind of like the children's message. We are together in that being stretched and being pushed. We're together in that. Today's passage comes to us through John chapter 21. This is the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples. Jesus appeared to the disciples on the shore of Galilee, and this is part of just before what we had not heard this morning, but the beginning of John chapter 21, Jesus was there, and some of the disciples were fishing and just doing what they do for livelihood, or maybe just to get their minds off of just what's going on in the day. And then Jesus appears and told them to put the net to the right side, and they caught 153 fish. Then Jesus prepares breakfast for this group, and in this group, we know Peter was there, and there's a wonderful smoked fish and bread, and immediately they knew that was Jesus. And then this was after this breakfast on the shore of Galilee, where Jesus said then, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, I do." And then Jesus said, "Tend my lamb, feed my lamb." And then Jesus repeats this again, "Peter, Simon, do you love me more than these?" And he said, "Of course I do, Lord." And Jesus said, "Tend my sheep." And then the third time, Jesus said all that back and forth, and then Jesus said, "Feed my lamb, feed my sheep." And by this time, we could probably sense that Peter's kind of frustrated probably a little bit and also not quite sure what the Lord Jesus was getting at. But we have the privilege of being able to see the biblical history and the narrative unfold. We know that in the Gospels, we were presented from the writers of the Gospels that Peter had denied Jesus three times, meaning when Jesus was taken in by the Roman and Jewish authorities to be suffering and to be crucified, that Peter was there in the courtyard of the high priest. And three different times in that sequence, Peter had denied that he even knew Jesus. And so before we rush to condemn Peter, I would suggest that all of us have a bit of Peter in us. In our lifelong journey with God, some starting from infancy, some of us may have come to know Jesus at a later age. It's part of our human condition that there are times we might not have been that faithful to Jesus. I say that without any judgment. And so I think of Peter is one way for us to dive in and connect with what the Holy Spirit is saying in this passage, and more relevantly to us personally, is how might we envision ourselves in Peter's position? That sure, it would have been so frightening to admit that Jesus was the rabbi and the son of God, especially when Peter was then at the high priest's courtyard. That would have been really, really frightening. And so this sequence shows us that Jesus' compassion and long-suffering, patiently loving Peter and all the disciples in helping them to learn and grow, that Jesus is sharing his deep love and patience with his disciples that he taught and lived with at the time. And even after the resurrection appeared to them, after the resurrection, spent a number of days eating and traveling and talking with them and helping them get prepared for the next stage of life without Jesus physically being on earth, but with what we will experience in the church later on as the Pentecost, when the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. Jesus wanted to prepare Peter. And I think this is also a way for Peter to be redeemed in a way publicly by Jesus. And this back and forth in a dialogue, one can think that when we say something, it somehow clarifies. And so I was thinking, when we have a child, perhaps, that comes to us and say, "Mommy, do you love me?" "Oh, I love you." And then he or she keeps coming to you, "Do you love me? Or are you going to do this?" And you say, "Of course I do." It's a way of the building of the relationship and the deepening of the friendship and the relationship, where we when we verbalize something, it brings it more clarity, brings with it more clarity and more understanding. But I think it is Jesus' way of also reminding Peter that this is hard work, taking care of God's people, taking care of people to help them come to know Jesus, come to know God, is not easy work. And as our first visual to help with the sermon today, I would like us to see the painting by Raphael. Raphael is a well-known Italian painter from the 1500s. And what this is a portrayal based on European perspective of Jesus, and Peter is the one kneeling and all the disciples. And how we see their sheep in the background, and how this is an example based on Raphael's interpretation of Jesus giving the mandate and charge to Peter of building the church. All the disciples had the mandate to build church and churches and to evangelize and go out into the world. But for some reason, Peter is sometimes a prime example in the Gospels for us and illuminating for us to be able to learn from Jesus' interaction with Peter. And how Peter, as we see in the scripture, and we can almost hear the conversation of the warmth and the depth of repentance and the emotions in Peter's heart to say, "Lord, of course I love you. Of course I love you. Of course I love you." And in so doing, Jesus is affirming Peter for who he is. And there's a forgiveness underlying all of that from Jesus to Peter. And how Peter receives acknowledgement from Jesus to say, "This is your task. Go, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, take care of my flock." I'm going to show the next visual in aid of the preaching. Is that this visual is of two sheep. And this is from a vacation I took with my husband back in 2019 in the fall. And it was just an idyllic, romantic, wonderful backdrop. And what just beautiful scenery, you know, with all the greens and all the, just like, you know, I just want to live there in a way. But let me share with you, it was raining really hard the whole time we were in Scotland. For the most part, and I had my umbrella. I was trying to get my phone to take the photo. I also had to be careful where I was going to be stepping. And also, y'all, some of you may know that my last church service as pastor was in a rural church in Texas. And so I got to learn all about livestock and go to rodeos and go to ag shows. And so I know that that is just a perspective. When we actually live there and tend to the sheep and take care of the sheep, it's really messy. It's hard work. Probably get up really early. You got to take care of the sheep. You got to take care of all that they need, vaccinations and everything. And so taking care of sheep is an analogy, perhaps, that Jesus connected with his listeners back in the ancient days of Israel and the Holy Land, is to say that, hey, this is something, this is an example that we can understand together. For some of us with rural suburban roots, perhaps we have that understanding. For me, I did not really have that, but I have grown to understand that taking care of livestock, including sheep, which is not the same as a goat, they look similar, they're not the same, is that taking care of sheep is really hard work, really hard work. So when Jesus said to Peter, take care of my sheep, take care of my lambs, feed them, tend to them, feed them, make sure they're well, is that that's, in a way, the perfect analogy according to Jesus. I'm just saying everything God does is perfect, is to help us to see that the work of ministry, and this is not professional ministry, all of us are in ministry. The work of serving God through serving others, whatever God calls us to serve as disciple of Jesus Christ, can get really messy and ugly sometimes. It could be hard. We can run into different personality types. We could run into situations where it just seems like the tensions are just going up higher. It could be within family, it could be within community, it could be within the workplace, it could be with our kids. Sometimes we just don't know why they think that way. It could just be all that. And what God is asking us to do is for us to know that we are sheep, God cares for us, God expresses kindness and love and long-suffering for us, that in the times that we have might have strayed away a little bit from God, or a lot, I have a lot, strayed away from God a lot, is that God's arms are always open to say, come back. Come back and be my sheep. Come back and let me take care of you. And so that's, God is in all of our situations and wanting us to have a fulfilled life of grace and peace. And with that, yes, the troubles are there, the difficulties are there, and how we respond is a leading of the Holy Spirit. But we can't say no, I don't want to deal with that person. And sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not the right place to be engaged with another person. But sometimes God may say, even if you're not engaged with that person, there's conflict in our hearts that needs to be taken to the Lord for healing and for peace and resolution through Jesus Christ. It is hard work taking care of sheep and being taken care of. Now, so show the last image. The last image is, for some of us, a maze or a labyrinth is a great gift, is a blessing. For some others, it just takes a lot of time, and we wonder, why do we need to go through all of that? And so I was thinking about this image as a way to think about long suffering. It's about the patience that God has for all of humanity, for you and for me, and how we are asked by God to have the heart of Jesus, to have a heart that breaks for the unlovable people that we feel like we can't love. That we have the heart to see where somebody might be going through something, even though we don't understand. Some life circumstances that might have formed a child and adult to be a little hard to be with, or some circumstances in various communities where it's just really hard to love. What we're asked to do is first, yes, be safe. Don't be in unsafe places. But God is asking us, more so with our hearts, to be able to forgive each other, to forgive the people who have hurt us, and forgive that we can regard one another out of kind respect, out of gentleness and compassion and patience and long suffering, and how there are times when God will call us more intentionally to walk with someone through a period of long suffering or difficulty someone may be facing. And sometimes we may be the one going through a difficult time where we're pulled into a situation of lots of chaos or things have happened, and we need that someone sent by God to help us to walk together, to be loved back to life. And how we can think about all of this and just know that through it all in all, it doesn't start with us. I can't try to love you. I can, but on my own, I will not do very well. What we can do is invite Jesus, knowing that God is a source of all love and the purest, most unconditional love and patience that anything, anyone can ever envision. It's even beyond our understanding. And we invite God to say, Jesus, help me to see a situation, see a person, see a community with the eyes that you see, with the love that you have, the kind of love that Jesus went to the cross for, love for all people, and how we can do our best to live as a human person, knowing that there will be days when there's some people I don't want to see, there's some people I don't want to hear about, but God's pull on us, on our hearts, is to let our hearts be soft. Soft toward ourselves and soft toward, because we're a sheep too. We're led by Jesus. We may be led by teachers and spiritual guides and other teachers as well. We're all under some sort of authority under God. And how we are called to love each other out of long suffering and to know that we may not agree with someone or we may not even like someone, but how God is asking us to love each other. We love each other because Christ first loved us. And how we are asked to experience life in new and exciting ways, sometimes very challenging, and how that we can think about all of that together and to know that Jesus, the Messiah, truly came on earth, died, resurrected, and is present in our hearts and our minds through the power of the Holy Spirit. And how we love is a response to God's love for us. And so sometimes I think, well, God, it's hard to love this person or these persons, but because you love me, I will try to love them with the love you have given to me. I will try. I may not do a very good job with that, but you help me. And so I think of all this together to say today's message is kind of hard. And God may be saying to us personally and together as a church, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And I invite us this week to reflect during our quiet times, either together or by ourselves, to say, yes, Lord, I love you. Or just be honest, Lord, right now I don't really have a hard time loving you. And then talk to God about it. Talk to Jesus about it. And to know that God loves us and would like us to grow more deeply with a relationship with Jesus Christ and with one another, and most especially with people who do not think like us or do things the way we do, but we are asked to see everyone as created in the image of God, that all have the image of God and Christ in them, and how we have the full assurance that Jesus is leading us to love people. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, thank you so much for guiding us in a journey of Easter Sundays. In this Easter season, we are grateful for your resurrection that we can ponder on and reflect on more deeply. Thank you, God, for each face here today and for people who are not able to be here. We pray, God, for your blessings and wellness to be upon all. Create in us pure hearts, free from conflict and discord, and help us to regard one another as siblings in Jesus Christ, full of your love and grace. In your Son's name we pray, amen.